Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 31st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 3¾ cents, July wheat up 2½ cents, and July beans up 2¼ cents. Currently, we've got crude oil down $1.33 a barrel. That's 10 cents off its lows. The U.S. dollar is down 15 ticks. Metals are a little bit mixed here this morning. A little bit firmer overnight. I was a little disappointed to see the beans finish 5 cents off their highs. The crop ratings were the impetus for the higher prices overnight. We've got corn planted 91% planted versus 93 on average. The question is, how much of that is going to have to be replanted? Does that include replanted acres? Doesn't it? Nobody really seems to know. But the crop rating at 65% good to excellent versus 72 a year ago is certainly an issue that I think is a problem out here. We don't see it getting better this week. A lot of cool, wet temperatures out there, cool, wet conditions out there. And, either we've got to put some heat on this thing or something's got to change. But we look at the state ratings, and I don't see anything good really in the Midwest out here. So, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, all in some problems. Iowa, not as bad as Illinois. But I think there's some issues out here. And I think as we head into the real summer months where we could really do some damage out here, I think corn's just too cheap. But the funds want to keep selling every one of these rallies out here and keeping a lid on this thing. They're heavily, heavily short. My guess is 200,000 contracts of corn, 140 wheat, 70,000 contracts of beans. So if they want out, obviously we can rally this thing, but they just seem much more willing to sell rallies than anything else out here for the time being. We did sell 2 loads of wheat to Egypt. I think it was 2 out of about 16 loads, so it was really kind of a drop in the bucket, but at least there was some demand out there. There's a report out that China is backing off some bean imports. They claim their crushing margins have really fallen out of bed out here, and that they're going to try to slow imports. Now, whether that's just a Chinese deal to try to get grains at lower prices, we really don't know out here. But I think we're going to try to digest these numbers, see if for any reason the funds want to lighten up, considering where we're at on these crop conditions. Wheat at 50%. That's where I thought we would have been last week. I think 2% drop, is certainly reasonable out here. Again, I don't see it getting better anytime soon. We're seeing early yield reports of poor quality wheat out here. Now, granted, it's very, very early in the harvest, but I think it's an indication of some of the problems that are out there. And again, I just don't think it's going to get better here over the next several weeks. But if the funds want to sell the rallies, we ain't going anywhere. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.